Now Boarding, the official boarding area podcast, would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode is now boarding.
Welcome back to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast, where we talk shop with the best minds in travel. Whether you're looking to get to Orlando or Australia, we've got those covered and everything in between. We're talking news and notes this week, the best of what's out there on boarding area, the stories that you need to be reading to stay up with what's out there. And we've got Jean Hoffman on with us from Le Chic Geek, and I will bring her on in just a second. Quick bit of housekeeping. If you've got it in your brain that you'd like what you're listening to, please tell a friend so we can grow our audience. We'd love it if you'd subscribe and rate the podcast. You can do those things wherever you're listening, so like Apple Podcast or Google Podcasts, and we love it when you leave us comments. You can also drop us an email if there's topics you'd like us to cover in the future. You can find me, Ed, at pizzainmotion.com, and all over that social media thing, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. With that, bring Jean onto the podcast. Hey, Jean, thanks for joining me to go over news and notes this week.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and let's jump right into it with your recent post about cashback on Amazon. I really like this just because I think people, a lot of folks use Amazon as a place to shop, but they don't necessarily think about ways that they can drop the price, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, and Amazon hardly has any sort of cashback specials. The most that I've really seen is when the Discover card does a partnership with them around Christmas time to do 5% cashback on purchases through the card. But this is the first time I've seen a consistent portal cashback for Amazon.
Yeah, I agree. And the amounts do go up and down periodically, although it seems like they focus on things that are categories that have either Amazon devices, like the Alexa devices and stuff like that, where you can get higher rebates. But even on most basic things, you can earn, 1 or 2%.
Yes, and the current promotion includes things like 4% cash back for home decor and furniture generally. Luggage is at 3.5. They're pushing their home services to at 3. So it's much higher than what you would typically see.
Yeah, and this is in the wake of folks who have been paying attention. We just recently had the Ebates, Rakuten, if you will, new name, their 20th anniversary. So there were some 15 and 20% cashback opportunities, though unfortunately Amazon didn't make it onto that list.
No, they didn't. And if only Discover Card had a 5% cash back offer right now, because those stack with portals. So if you do see Amazon on a portal while Discover or the Chase Freedom card is doing something with a 5% cash back on Amazon, you can stack those types of offers together.
Yeah, and I think stacking is something that we talk about here on the podcast frequently and also on our blogs. And I think it's something important for folks to remember. You want to make sure that you're maximizing these things when you can. And maybe you can't, maybe you don't have the time to do every single thing that's out there, but a couple of easy steps can save you real money.
And a really easy step with Ebates is they have their own proprietary browser extension. So if you install that, you can just go through their portal by clicking the button. It'll pop up to let you know that there's a offer available.
And what will surprise absolutely no one out there is that I'm a little old fashioned and haven't gone down the route of browser extensions. Do you like the way theirs works?
I really like the way theirs works because I have some other browser extensions that also give cashback offers, and it has an ability to make it the primary. So you can take control away from any portal that you went through. So whether I clicked through someone's affiliate link or I had some other sort of portal active in my extensions, I can make sure that my cashback comes from Ebates because it's usually the best offer.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, next up today, we've got a post of mine that's a little bit out of date, but it's bringing attention to something that you probably need to pay a little attention to over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and that is the reintroduction of daily getaways for 2019. And I wrote yesterday about the IHG rewards points that were on sale, and I think the point there was, we just covered this with Jen on one of the Miles to Go segments in regards to, again, another form of stacking, how if you have the IHG rewards credit card, that you can use that to get your fourth night free on award redemptions. And so if you think about that in terms of purchasing points, I'm not a big fan of buying points, generally speaking. And I generally advise people against it. But there are situations where it can make sense. And while the IHG rewards point sale as part of daily getaways wasn't a huge deal, there are some points purchase opportunities coming up with daily getaways that I think can save folks a lot of cash. And I think it's definitely something that folks should be keeping an eye on over the next 5 weeks. Gene, what are your thoughts on purchasing points for stays?
I think that it gets overlooked a lot. I've done it before to top off my balance just to make sure I can make a 7-day stay happen. And especially with how much prices can fluctuate, if you can get a really cheap redemption using points that you bought for cheap, you could save a lot of money over the long run.
Yeah, I agree. I don't do it very often myself. I've only done it once or twice. And as of our recording, the IHG rewards offers are still available via Daily Getaway. So you can check out those links on my post. I'm not terribly surprised that they're still available, though I do think they'll sell out at some point throughout the 5 weeks. And their packages vary in size. So you can start with as little as 10,000 points all the way up to 100,000. And as Gene said, you can get into that situation where maybe you only need 10 or 20,000 points to top up for a reservation you're saving for. I think the big thing I would stay away from is just don't buy these unless you have a specific purpose in mind. I outlined a couple of them in my post. Just make sure you know what you're going to spend them on. As a general rule, points don't get more valuable over time. So just make sure you know where you're going to use them and that you're going to get good value for them.
I think that's a great point because sometimes as bloggers, we talk about how exciting deals are, but we don't always necessarily emphasize the and then what enough. And then what are you going to do with those points? So it's really important to make sure you have a good use for them.
Yep, totally agree. So what else are you seeing out there that folks need to be looking at?
Well, I saw a post that Gilbert did on God Save the Post where he went around asking people what's their best travel tip. And I learned a couple of things myself too. And you and I are both seasoned travel packers. And there were some great ideas here. Like one was to put all of your electronics in one bag. And especially for US travel, I personally get too used to being able to leave my iPad and my laptop and all that stuff in my bag. But internationally, I didn't realize that even my portable battery charger can set things off. So I found myself in the airport at Heathrow, digging through my bag, trying to find all of my different portable chargers and what pockets I had them in. And it would have been so much easier if I just had everything in one bag, not only for security, but also if I need to charge anything, if I need my headphones. Again, I don't have to keep digging through my bag to find everything that I'll need to use in flight.
Yeah, I agree. And in this post, one of the things that was right off the top that I thought is high on my list was, keeping dryer sheets in your bags. And, I think there's two things there, and they mentioned both of them in this bullet point. But the reason why I put them in there is to kill static, which helps wrinkle things, because I am absolutely a bachelor when it comes to being on the road and not wanting to iron. I've also found, too, although I don't think it's in his post specifically, but dry cleaning bags, the plastic bags that go over your clothing, are legit awesome for keeping wrinkles off of things. So if I need to, hit the ground running in a specific city, I will bag the important things that I need to not be wrinkled, so I can just pull them out of the suitcase and go.
That's a smart idea. One thing he suggested that I've been using a lot lately is to bring a universal power adapter with you. And that's something you normally think to do with international travel. But I used to find that when I was traveling internationally, I had to go and find my international plugs and I had to remember where I put them and find them and remember to put them in my bag. But on Amazon, I bought some that also work in the United States, and they have extra USB plugs on the side of them, and I could plug something directly into it. So I keep that in my bag to charge my electronics when I'm traveling domestically. So it's already in my laptop bag whenever I have to go somewhere international.
It's amazing how much we are alike on this point, because if you look in my bin now that my office is mildly organized, and I use the word mildly,
I've seen your office.
It's pretty ugly, yeah. I think I have, I must have at least a half a dozen to a dozen different international universal adapters. Some of them are ones I've been given over time. There's a few that I bought. But, inevitably, some of those ended up in the collection because I couldn't find the one that I normally travel with. And so, as you say, like having that kit that's with you at all times is great, so you don't get caught off guard. And there's so many flexible ports, if you will, flexible port configurations, such that, as you say, you can use it when you're in the U.S., you know, even if you're not traveling internationally for normal charging in a hotel. All right. Well, last up, well, we have time for one bonus one afterwards, I think. But next up, before we run out of time, it is an interesting post from Nomos Coach. And John over there has a fairly good sarcastic sense of humor, and I love seeing him defending himself in the comments. But, you know, he's been a guest on both shows, Nowboarding and Miles to Go. And it's funny because the point that he brings up is that you shouldn't be scared to buy miles or points at 2 cents each. And, you know, we don't want to go complete nerd level here, but generally speaking, if you were to ask a room full of travel bloggers if they thought you should buy points for 2 cents each, the majority of them are going to start waving their hands in the air, screaming profanities at you and telling you that you need to stop. I think what the point that he's trying to make is one that I frequently make with my listeners and with my readers, which is, you know, not everybody does things the way we do them. We travel a little bit crazily, and the typical person is just trying to figure out how to make the next trip happen. And in that instance, you know, what he's promoting is, hey, sometimes it can be right to buy points at 2 cents a mile or 2 cents a point if it's helping you top off for your next trip. I certainly wouldn't buy them speculatively, just like we said, we wouldn't do that with hotel points. But, you know, I'm curious to hear your opinions on, 2 cents per mile or point, as John is advocating here.
Yeah, I mean, again, as you're saying, to top things off, because maybe I shouldn't admit this out loud, but I've purchased miles in the past during a U.S. Airways special because my mom, her birthday was coming up. I wanted to take her to Paris. And those extra miles I bought made the difference between having to send her to Paris in coach versus going to Paris with her in business class. So the amount that I would have to spend on a business class ticket if I paid cash versus paying for a coach ticket cash is much larger than the difference between paying coach points and business points. So having that top off, I felt like saved me a lot of money. Not that I love my mom, not that I would have outright bought those business class tickets, but thinking of it comparatively that way, it really was a good offer and a good deal.
For sure. And I think too infrequently, we think about the whole like topping up the account sort of thing. We're looking at these things as travel bloggers and sort of like a much more abstract, well, you know, gosh, you know, would I buy 50,000 points at 2 cents a piece? And, you know, there are still situations where that's absolutely the right decision based on how much a ticket would cost you. But I think more importantly, looking at these things, these sorts of opportunities as the way to top up and, as Gene said, you know, get that special trip and not have to fly and coach if you don't have to, you know, that can really make a lot of sense. But you want to make sure, again, just like with hotel points, you've got a very specific use called out for them. Gene, got time for one more?
Yep, I've got time. You got time?
I got time. And it's great. A great reminder as we get right up on the summer travel season. So, you know, here we are early May. For clarification purposes, you should have your summer travel booked if you're planning on using points and miles at this point. I can tell you firmly, I do not have all of our summer travel booked because I am just horrendously far behind. I have some of the stuff booked, but not all. And so a post by Gary from View from the Wing was very topical for me. And it's a good strategy to keep an eye on, just generally speaking. What Gary's talking about in his latest post is that American Airlines began offering seasonal service from Philadelphia to Bologna in Italy. And, you know, the first thing you're probably saying is one of two things. Either I don't live in Philadelphia or I don't want to go to Bologna. And I get it, but Gary's point is, it's one that I preach very frequently. You're trying to get from the U.S. to Europe, and there are tons of low-cost carriers on both sides that can get you to Philadelphia or from Bologna to wherever you want to go. And right now, he's seeing award space for up to 6 passengers on lots of different days in business class from Philadelphia to Bologna, which, I mean, Gene, I'm sure you can comment based on how much you travel. It's not often we see that sort of availability this close to summer travel season.
Oh, absolutely not. Especially over the summer at all throughout the year. Like, this is something we call a unicorn. You don't see this much space.
Yeah. And, you know, the great thing about it in this case, in my opinion, is Philadelphia does have some low-cost carriers. So so it shouldn't be too hard to get to Philadelphia if you don't live there. I would also say, too, for folks like me who live in D.C. and Gene as well, you know, I mean, it's not my first choice to drive to Philly, but it's not horrible. And certainly there are train options to get you up there as well if you can't find the perfect flight. On the flip side, Bologna is a little harder to get to and from in terms of low-cost carriers. You know, the quick poking around I did this morning, there are still options. So, you know, I think this checks a good box for folks who maybe don't have all their summer travel planned out, or maybe you're sitting on a bunch of American miles and you're trying to figure out how to redeem them for a dream trip. And, you know, maybe this is your goal. Do you you see yourself using this one, Jean?
I don't see myself using this one, but the last time Gary spotted one of these unicorns 2 years ago, I jumped on it for the same thing you suggested doing. I wanted to get to Barcelona, and there something opened up to Madrid. So I just figured out, how do I get to Barcelona from Madrid? And I jumped on it there. So it's a good reminder to kind of think more broadly when it comes to travel. And this was actually a suggestion on Gilbert's post too, bringing back to that. If you want to go to Europe, see if you can make this work. Don't think of this as, oh, here's a great deal to Italy. If you want to go to Europe, you probably can find a way to make this work. So think creatively and work backwards from where you want to end up. Don't think you have to start from where you're leaving from.
Yeah, and American miles, you know, as of late have been a little bit more difficult to use on American for premium travel. This is a good opportunity where you're also avoiding British Airways and avoiding the fees that they tack on the ticket. So it can be a good way to redeem your American Airlines Advantage miles for premium cabin travel without breaking the bank. And from where I sit, that's always a good thing.
And it's also good if your connection is on British Airways and you're coming over on American to look into your options of just straight up buying the ticket. Because I think my charges that they were going to give me for a connection were about $120. And then I was able to get on another carrier for $60. So I didn't use points and it was way cheaper.
For sure. Well, that's a full wrap for this week. Gene, thanks a bunch for being on and coming going over some stuff with us that folks need to be keeping an eye out for. There's plenty of other great stuff out there, but these are the best that we're seeing this week. Gene, when you're not hanging out with me here on the podcast, tell folks where they can find you.
I'm at lechicgeek.boardingarea.com, or you could follow me on Twitter with my musings at Gene, J-E-A-N-N-E, 23. I get especially more interesting on Friday nights after I've been drinking.
She definitely has plenty of musings. Gene, thanks a bunch for being on with us. We'll be back with you guys next week to cover more travel news in the world of miles and points. Until then, have fun, safe travels.